Module 8, Lesson 8, Treatments for Co-Infections. So what we're going to do in this particular lesson is we're going to go through each co-infection and talk about treatments for them individually. So for Bartonella, we typically will rotate treatments for Bartonella. Treatment can last as long as 6 to 12 months. So we're going to do this every 2 months. We want to track those Bartonella type of symptoms that we talked about a couple lessons ago, making sure they are making improvements. So a way of doing Bartonella treatment is month 1 and 2, we do 12 days on and 2 days off. Bartonella, we have a formula called BART. You can get an account with us, a Living Love account, to start ordering this formula at wholesale. 4 caps 3 times a day of this formula. And we do that with propolis tincture, 1 dropper full 3 times a day of the propolis tincture. So the ABART formula consists of the following herbs. If you are interested in them, it's really easy to look up online, to just Google and find the English names, the Western names for these particular herbs. Now here's Dr. Miles to tell us a little bit more about this formula.
So this formula is comprised of several different herbs that are focused on regulating the immune response as well as reducing the Bartonella infection. Yuxing Sao is cordyceps, and cordyceps is a mushroom that's been used in ancient medicine for a long time for being able to regulate the immune system. It's got well known for antiviral components and constituents to it, and it is becoming more and more popular with time. In fact, it's so popular in certain areas that wild cordyceps sells for a lot of money, maybe even $10,000 a kilo. So it's getting to be really, really well known. It's being used by Olympic athletes because it increases oxygen in the lungs. So there's a lot of reasons why cordyceps is an amazing herb overall. The mushroom itself is fascinating because it actually will take over another organism. So for example, a caterpillar may be taken over by the cordyceps fungus and compelled to climb to a high place, and then its body taken over and the fungus sprouts from its head and spreads its spores around from that high area. And this herb is used for so many different things that are related to the immune system and chronic infection. And so that's one of the main herbs in this formula that have been shown to help with Bartonella infections. Yeah. Huzhong is Japanese knotweed, and this has also been used for chronic infections of various kinds for quite a long time. It has several key constituents in it that have been researched for helping with infection, and so Japanese knotweed is one also of the major herbs in this formula that's helping to combat chronic infection. Zhu Duan is really helping. It has some antimicrobial pharmacological properties to it. It also, in Chinese medicine, helps build up the body and some of the deficiencies in the body. And it particularly helps with pain. And in Chinese medicine, it's said to go to the lower extremities and help with lower extremity pain, which we know is one of the big symptoms of Bartonella, is to have pain in the feet and legs, heaviness there. So this is going to be a really helpful herb to go to that area and help. Hanfengzhi also helps go to the limbs. Danshen helps with circulation and the blood system and the heart and moving some of these herbs through the circulatory system. Guizhi also helps get them out to the extremities. That's a form of cinnamon, and it helps get things and other herbs to move all the way down to the toes and all the way out to the fingers. So it helps spread that herbal impact of the formula all the way. And then Wuweita is an amazing herb. That's Schizandra root. It really has been used a lot of times nowadays in adaptogenic formulas for adrenal function, as well as sleep formulas, because it helps calm and relax. It also has, in Chinese medicine, 5 different flavors, which impact a bunch of different, it's said to impact all the different major organ systems. And so it's a general, again, tonic and boosting formula. It's going to help overall with the system. Gansao is a harmonizing herb. It's licorice root, and it's meant to harmonize the whole formula and make things work together a little better. So there's just a smidge of it in there. It's not a major herb in the formula, but in Chinese medicine, it's kind of like the diplomat, helps the other herbs get along, helps with any toxicity if there's toxicity, and really synergizes the function of the herbs. So that's a little bit about the BART formula. And so it's a great formula. We see great results with it.
Thank you, Dr. Miles. And continuing on with Bartonella treatment. So this is part of what we're doing for month 1 and 2. And again, if you want to get aboard this great BART formula, we're happy to make you a wholesale account. You can simply email us and we will walk you through that process. So month 3 and 4 of Bartonella treatment, again, doing 12 days on and 2 days off, we use a combination of ABART by Byron White, 10 drops 3 times a day, starting with 1 drop 3 times a day and adding 1 drop per day. Again, this is a strong formula and people can herx from it. So we do like moving people up really slow. And then using Smilax, otherwise known as sarsaparilla tincture, 1 dropper full 3 times a day of that. Month 5 and 6, continuing on, 12 days on and 2 days off, we do the BART formula, 4 caps 3 times a day, and then Cordyceps 2,000 milligrams 3 times a day. So that's the basic rundown of Bartonella. With the BART formula, like all Chinese herbs and like that's been discussed prior to this, away from meals is slightly better for bioavailability and absorption, but it doesn't make that big of a difference. So if people are remembering to take it with meals, if that's a better for memory, then go ahead and do that. So if you feel like you need protocols beyond month 5 and 6, then return to month 1 and 2 and just go through the process again. Additional ideas beyond balance, we saw this company come up in the Lyme treatment section. You can use MicBar 1 for treatment of Bartonella. And these are antibiotics that you can use for Bartonella. Frequently in Western medicine, people are combining 2 or more of these antibiotics and doing treatment for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. For Babesia and Protomyxoa, so now we're looking at parasites, and most of the research here is actually done on malaria, so little is known specifically about the treatment of Protomyxoa, but for Babesia, we pull a lot of treatment from malaria for this. So treatment time for these types of things is frequently 60 to 120 days. And just like with Bartonella, we want to track symptoms. So month 1 and 2, we want to do something like artemisinin combined with artemisinin. Artemisinin is the extract of the herb Artemisia, and it's very, very strong. And we want to be very careful about dosage here because we can cause some liver inflammation. In fact, I had early on in my treatment practice accidentally had shipped somebody from one of our suppliers artemisinin instead of artemisia, and this person did get some liver inflammation. Luckily the liver heals very quickly, but of course we do want to avoid this, so just be very careful about selecting this product and making sure you are differentiating between artemisinin and artemisia. So for artemisinin, using 540 milligrams 3 times a day for 2 weeks, then taking a week off, then 360 milligrams twice a day for 3 weeks, then discontinue. So you're not going to do the artemisinin for a full 2 months, but you will use artemisia for a full 2 months. We do want to use artemisia at the same time we're using artemisinin. Basically, what we see in research around malaria is when we are using the whole herb, we don't see the same sort of resistance that forms with the whole herb as compared to the herbal extract. So by combining the artemisinin extract with full artemisia, we can actually stop and prevent things like resistance. So for artemisia, using that while you're using the artemisinin, that full 60 days, 500 milligrams a day, and you can stop the artemisia though during the off week of artemisinin, because this is when we are giving the body a break from the whole killing phase. So are continuing on month 3 and 4 for Babesia and Protomyxoa. You can use the BART from Living Love brand. It also treats Babesia as well as Bartonella. So same dose as you were using for Bartonella, 4 caps 3 times a day. Cryptoleptis root is another great herb. It's about 93% effective against malaria. You can start with 1 teaspoon 3 times per day in a tincture format. And ozone suppositories are another great idea. You can also do IV ozone. As far as ozone suppositories, what they do is they put the ozone in a oil suspension. Depending upon the type of oil will depend upon the strength of how much ozone is actually held in the oil. So hemp contains the largest amount of ozone. You want to use one at night, and these are inserted intrarectally. And somebody must have superoxide dismutase in order for it to work. So we want to make sure that some of their minerals like copper and manganese that are needed for superoxide dismutase formation are present in enough high standards. For antibiotics for Babesia and Protomyxoa, people will use Mepron, 1 to 2 teaspoons BID with a fatty meal. It's really important not to take Mepron with doxy. Doxycycline will inhibit it. So if somebody is using doxy, don't use Mepron at the same time. Azithromycin, 250 milligrams BID. You can also add Cleosin, 300 milligrams BID. So any of those things can work for Babesia if you decide to use the antibiotic route. So for Brucella, typically the antibiotics doxy and rifampin are recommended in combination for a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks. Brucella, there is really not research from a natural perspective. So another thing to try if you want to avoid antibiotics is using some of our strong antimicrobials that we do and just making sure that you're doing routine follow-up testing after you're done with treatment. For viral infections, so we can use Primal Herb, Reishi. Primal Herb, we've talked about before. Primal Herb is an amazing company that we love because of its ability to grow, their ability to grow mushrooms and maintain a high beta-glucan content. Remember, our beta-glucans are going to basically down-regulate NAGylase that is produced by the viruses. And with that down-regulation of NAGylase, we'll get an up-regulation of macrophage activating factor, so our macrophages will work better. So when mushrooms are grown on wood, they have a higher beta-glucan content than when they're grown in soil. So Primal Herb is a company that really works to grow their mushrooms on wood-like components so that the beta-glucan content stays high, which is going to be much better for viral infections. Lysine, of course, is a amino acid we can use for viral infections. A good dose for viral is 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Vitamin A, there's all sorts of dosing varieties on this. I've had colleagues go up even higher than 100,000 IUs per day for just very, very short time, like 3 days in a row and then stop. I have not pushed it higher than that, but I have many times pushed it up to 100,000 IUs for a short 3 to 7 day time period. And that's been very, very helpful. We just want to make sure that if we are dosing vitamin A high like this, that we are watching liver enzymes very, very regularly, sometimes even weekly. Viral Downward Spiral, this is another formula you can get through a Living Love wholesale account. And this particular formula, you will take 4 caps 3 times per day of this one. So here's the components contained within Viral Downward Spiral. And here's Dr. Miles to tell us about them.
So this is an amazing formula. Viral infections, of course, are difficult in some cases to treat. Viral infections are thought to be opportunistic, and there might be some immune system compromise that's going on. And so we have to understand that the immune system is really, really important when we're dealing with viral functions. Now, we already mentioned in one of the other formulations that Chuan Xin Lian is cordyceps, and cordyceps is important for both immune function and has antiviral components and constituents to it. So cordyceps being that amazing immune tonic, that very interesting and unique medicinal mushroom is going to be really, really helpful in this formula here for dealing with viral infections from both the perspective of lifting immune function as well as inhibiting viral reproduction. Huangqin is a really great herb. It is an herb that's focused on helping to regulate the immune system in a bidirectional fashion. Huangqin is Scutellaria root, and it is a root that's been shown to help with autoimmune issues. So it can bring down parts of the immune system that are overactive or attacking. It also has its own antiviral components, and it's been shown in research to be helpful with respiratory infections and with certain kinds of viral infections that affect the sinuses. And so it's a great herb also for reducing nervous system inflammation. And so it tends to really help with things that sometimes in the functional medicine world people use low-dose naltrexone for. And so when you think low-dose naltrexone helping with autoimmune conditions, helping reduce nervous system inflammation, helping with motility, I think of Huang Qin in a similar light for doing some of those functions. Bonlonggen has been used for viral infections for thousands of years. It's time-tested. A great herb, very powerful for viral. Yuxing Sao, also very powerful, specifically for its antiviral constituents. Kushen is an herb that is used for especially certain kinds of viruses that have been linked with chronic fatigue. And so Kushen Sephora root is one of the herbs that one physician who specializes in chronic fatigue has found to be the choice herb for treating some of the types of chronic viral infections that have been linked with chronic fatigue. We see that both Kushen has a lot of that function, as well as Cordyceps has some research directly on fatigue and may be involved in helping with some of the viruses related to fatigue. And then Xiangshen also is focused on viral, and Gansao is harmonizing the entire formula. So we have a nice mix of bringing the immune system up as well as reducing viruses, and we have several different ways in which the and constituents from which these herbs are working.
Thank you, Dr. Miles. And then continuing on with some more information about that, most commonly for viral infections that are more chronic, we're going to do a minimum 36 to 60 days, sometimes longer, but that's the most average. Other treatment ideas, you can get Virographis from Zymogen and do one cap three times a day. That's their Andrographis derived formula. They also have a great formula called Immunotix 500 and do one cap per day of that one. Now, moving on to Ehrlichia, Anaplasma, and Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, doxycycline is commonly prescribed antibiotic for this. The CDC recommends for any of these, if you're doing doxy, doing 100 milligrams twice daily for adults or 4.5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day in two divided doses for children under 100 pounds. An alternative treatment for pregnant women, since pregnant women shouldn't be on doxy, would be rifampin. And the patient should be continue to treat it at least 3 days after the fever subsides, especially in Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. Some physicians treat up for up to 20 days. Doxycycline is also the most commonly used thing for Q fever. Antibiotic combinations administered over prolonged periods may be necessary to prevent relapses in Q fever, especially if Q fever has led to endocarditis. So for both Q fever as well as the conglomeration of Ehrlichia, Anaplasma, and Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, which all have such similar symptoms, there's really not solid research on natural approaches to these things, as you know, that's why we're not talking about them. So if you want to use the natural route, it's certainly something to be considered, and just make sure that you are retesting for people. And so for tularemia, antibiotics for this include streptomycin, gentamicin, doxycycline, and cipro. Treatment tends to last for 10 to 21 days, depending upon the stage of illness and the medication used. So again, making sure that no matter what we use, whether we go that antibiotic or natural route, we are following up. Mycoplasma, actually, we can also use the viral downward spiral that Dr. Miles just told us about. So viral downward spiral has high levels of isitis, which is basically very anti-mycoplasma, and it has high levels of Houtonia in it, which is also very anti-mycoplasma. So that's a way you can kind of keep your medicinary small if you're interested in this product, because you can use it for both viruses and mycoplasma. And like with viruses, the treatment SIG for this is 4 caps three times a day. NAC, you can also use to treat mycoplasma, 2,000 milligrams BID. cordyceps at very high doses, 3 to 9 grams per day, and berberine at 500 milligrams BID to TID. You can also consider, if you don't want to use a berberine extract and you want to use a berberine herb such as Oregon grape or golden seal, you can use 2,500 to 3,000 milligrams BID of this particular of herb like this, so we make sure we get our berberine content high. Other additional treatment ideas for mycoplasma include clove, walnuts, artemisia, olive leaf, ECGC, and Chinese skullcap. So any of these herbs you can also use. Be very careful with Chinese skullcap because there is a lot of interactions with other herbs and drugs. So if you are going to use this particular herb, it's really best and safest to take it and to recommend it on its own. Chinese Senga root tincture at 30 drops 3 times a day for 30 days, or Kutsku root at 6 to 12 grams per day also can be used to treat mycoplasma, and then pomegranate juice at 8 ounces twice a day is also a useful treatment. So mycoplasma, there's a lot of options, and I highly recommend that you combine a few of them for mycoplasma, because the mycoplasma historically, what we have found, is not respond to just one or two things. So using a combo treatment and making sure you're retesting. These are pandas. You can do cognitive behavioral therapy, NSAIDs, although we don't recommend them for various other reasons, but they are commonly used for pans or pandas, corticosteroids, IVIG or therapeutic plasma exchange. So if a child is willing to do IVIG, that would be obviously one of the best things to avoid things like the steroids or the NSAIDs. And then if they're strapped, you know, what's recommended most conventionally is antibiotics, but other things such as echinacea and golden seal and phytolacca and myrrh can be great treatments for the strep component of pans and pandas. So those are great herbs. And then just as a reminder, epinephrine will bind to biofilms of Borrelia. So we know there is this for sure in the Borrelia world, there's this stress and proliferation link. So just making sure that we are working with the mind with the co-infections as well. EMF sensitivity has been linked to Lyme disease. One thing you can consider for EMF sensitivity that some people are doing is 20 to 40 milligrams of MTHF. And yes, I do mean milligrams and not micrograms. So that can obviously cause some other major problems with methylation upregulation. So it would be worth having glycine around or taking glycine at the same time, because glycine will help with overmethylation. And then treatment for mold. So always making sure that in addition to treating mold or treating Lyme and co-infections and the Marcons that we talked about earlier, we also work on mold, which will be covered in Module 9. We will see you then.